Have you ever watched someone make a brilliant decision that seemed almost effortless? Decision-making is perhaps the most crucial skill in both business and life, yet surprisingly few of us are ever formally taught how to do it well. Behind every choice you make lies the most extraordinary instrument in the known universe, your brain. With approximately 10 billion cells, each connecting to roughly 10,000 neighbors, your mind creates a network of staggering complexity. Yet most of us utilize only a fraction of this remarkable capacity. Your mind operates through three interlocking functions: analyzing, breaking things into components; synthesizing, combining elements into new wholes; and valuing, making judgments based on criteria. These don't operate in isolation, they dance together in a fluid process that shifts moment by moment. Think about buying a car. You analyze your needs, synthesize different models that might work, and value options against your budget and preferences. Most fascinating is what's called the depth mind, the subconscious processing that continues even when you're not actively thinking about a problem. Ever struggled with a difficult question, given up, then had the answer suddenly pop into your mind while showering? That's your depth mind at work. This explains why forcing solutions rarely works, while stepping away often leads to breakthroughs. As Einstein noted, the intellect has little to do on the road to discovery. There comes a leap in consciousness, and the solution comes to you, and you don't know how or why. Decision-making isn't mysterious. It's a structured process with five essential steps that guide you through complex choices. First, define your objective clearly. Write down your aim and review it after a break to sharpen your focus. Next, collect relevant information while avoiding analysis paralysis. Focus on distinguishing what's truly relevant from what's merely available. The third step, generating feasible options, sets great decision makers apart. While most default to either-or thinking, skilled decision makers expand possibilities before narrowing down. As Bismarck noted, if the enemy has only two courses of action open to him, he will choose the third. When deciding, use three-tiered criteria: must, essential; should, desirable; and might, bonus. For complex decisions, weigh advantages against risks. Finally, implement and evaluate. A decision isn't real until acted upon. An evaluation creates a feedback loop for improvement. Leadership transforms decision-making from solitary to social, guided by three key variables: your leadership style, the situation's demands, and your team's capabilities. Effective leadership harmonizes task accomplishment, team cohesion, and individual needs. These elements reinforce each other. Strong team dynamics enhance performance and satisfaction, while poor cohesion undermines both. The leadership spectrum ranges from authoritative to collaborative. Unilateral decisions suit crises, while collaborative approaches excel for complex problems needing diverse input. Greater team involvement typically boosts motivation, but extends timelines and reduces direct control. Winston Churchill exemplified situational leadership during World War II, making quick tactical decisions alone, consulting his war cabinet for strategic planning like Operation Overlord, and delegating morale initiatives to local commanders. The best leaders maintain consistent character while adapting their approach. Sometimes a good decision with enthusiastic support outperforms a perfect plan with reluctant execution, particularly in change management where buy-in determines success. Problems emerge as obstacles, deviations from expected performance that require correction. Effective problem solving starts with asking the right questions sequentially. What exactly is happening? Where and when does it occur? Who is involved? How does it manifest? Why might it be occurring? Systems problems require special attention. The key strategy is finding the exact point of deviation using the W5H formula: who, what, where, when, why, how, to pinpoint the source. Consider Plastec LTD's product defect crisis. Initial investigation blamed new supplier materials, but deeper analysis revealed two simultaneous changes: the new supplier and reduced equipment cleaning. The solution required addressing both root causes, illustrating how multiple factors often combine to create problems. The most common error is treating symptoms rather than causes. Like prescribing painkillers without diagnosing the disease, managers often implement superficial solutions. High employee turnover might prompt salary increases when the real issues are poor management or workplace culture. True problem solving requires digging beneath surface manifestations to identify fundamental causes. When conventional solutions fail, creative thinking breaks through mental blocks. Brainstorming, pioneered by Alex Osborne, separates idea generation from evaluation, helping overcome functional fixedness, our tendency to see objects as having single purposes. Pilkington Brothers demonstrated this when an engineer's unconventional suggestion to float molten glass on liquid metal transformed glass manufacturing. Similarly, H.J. Heinz's brainstorming produced the upside-down bottle, solving delivery issues while creating iconic branding. The nine dots puzzle reveals how assumptions limit thinking. The solution requires drawing beyond the imaginary box formed by the dots, yet most people confine themselves to this non-existent boundary. Edward de Bono's lateral thinking abandons sequential logic for unexpected paths. Henry Ford exemplified this by creating the assembly line, moving cars past workers instead of workers between cars. Challenging problems often require stepping away, allowing your depth mind to process through preparation, incubation, insight, and validation phases. Since there's no formal certification for decision-making, start by identifying people whose thinking skills you admire. Note their specific strengths: analytical precision, creative imagination, or judgment under uncertainty, and create a composite picture of your ideal practical thinker. Choose a field aligned with your natural thinking profile rather than struggling to develop unnatural skills. Consider your interests, aptitudes, and temperament. Some thrive in high-stress decisions, while others excel at methodical problem-solving. Learning happens when practice meets theory. Read widely, interview successful decision makers, analyze both failures and innovations, and actively seek feedback on your thinking processes. While experience is crucial, understanding principles can accelerate learning. Maintain a decision journal documenting important choices, reasoning, and expected outcomes. Reviewing these entries months later reveals patterns and areas for improvement in your decision-making process. The journey to better thinking isn't just about making better choices. It's about approaching life with greater clarity, confidence, and creativity. In our complex, fast-changing world, your mental toolkit is perhaps your most valuable asset. Start with smaller decisions to build comfort with these frameworks before tackling life-changing choices. With practice, what begins as a formal process will become second nature, an integrated approach that serves you in every aspect of life. The goal isn't just knowledge, but wisdom in application. While knowledge tells you tomatoes are fruits, wisdom keeps them out of fruit salads. Similarly, decision-making wisdom means knowing when and how to apply principles in real-world complexity. Your mind is your greatest asset. Every difficult decision is an opportunity to strengthen your mental muscles. Embrace the challenge, trust the process, and watch as overwhelming decisions become opportunities to demonstrate your growing mastery.